248.
Yeah, it is up and sorted, is it?
And 365 mitzvahs loisaseh, yeah? So people say, Ayid's got to be mekayim taryag mitzvahs. Yeah. How many of the mitzvahs is within our capability of being mekayim? So the Chofetz Chaim was concerned about this inyan. People don't know what mitzvahs are possible to mekayim. He made a sefer, and he came to the conclusion that only really a fraction of the total of the number of mitzvahs can we possibly be mekayim in our present situation in Golus. Right? Out of the 248 mitzvahs asay, he came to the conclusion, he went into it, and he found that only, I think it's 77, less than 100, 70 odd, I think 77 mitzvahs asay, which one can be mekayim nowadays, and that's including mitzvahs such as to help to load an animal, and to Hashavas Aveda, and many other mitzvahs that may never come one's way, Pidna Ben, even including mitzvahs which are pretty rare, which many people go through their lives and never be Mekayim. Take all that into consideration, you only manage to get, I think, 77 mitzvahs which is within a person's possibility to be Mekayim. And the mitzvahs loisaseh, again, a loisaseh obviously nothing to do really for loisaseh, yeah? Just the main kiyum when you get rewarded for a loisaseh is when you're faced with a temptation to transgress. Otherwise, you know, am I getting schar now for not being mekayim loisiritzach? Yeah, I mean, it has to be a zach which comes in your hand. The Moshe Chofetz Chaim says, Lashon Hara is a good example where you've always got a temptation. When the possibility, then there's a schar. But there are lemaisa 365 mitzvahs loisaseh. And the Chofetz Chaim came to the conclusion that less than 200 are within the possibility to be mekayim in our present situation in Golus, yeah? And then he add on some more for people who may actually saw, I've got a few more. It's actually the same number in each case, actually, it's the same number. It's 171 that are missing, interesting, the same number. Of the 248 mitzvah say, there's 171 that are no longer applicable, and the loisah say is the same number. Yeah? So those that we have to appreciate them, yeah? And how many of the... Now, to think about the mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs lois, as we say, that's the prohibitions, yeah, many of them are not, we don't come our way yet. Those that do come your way, the ones that spring to mind on a regular basis are probably b'rod machaveiroi. You have a temptation for Lashon Hara, or you have a possibility to chepa someone, to push someone to shame. These are in your b'rod machaveiroi, yeah? You wanted to say something, didn't say it. Mekayim mitzvah, you get schar for self-restraint. Yoshav v'le'ova aveira, noistim lo'ischar ka'oisa mitzvah. If you keep yourself back from an aveira, you get schar like a mitzvah. Obviously, an aveira which is bar l'yodcha. What do you say?
Some of those
mitzvahs
can be applied in today's world.
Yeah. How many?
I'm loading up a car. I stop for a minute and help
it. Yeah, I've frequently, yeah, that's right. Have to chemoich, that's one, yeah. So the mitzvahs say, the ones that are on a regular, the ones that spring to mind, not many, of the 248 mitzvahs I say, on a regular, on a daily basis, we have, of course, the mitzvahs temidiyos, emunah b'Hashem, yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, but actually doing action, doing a pe'ulas ha-mitzvah, which one can mekayim regularly, is only a handful. We have mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and mitzvahs v'haftar re'echa kamoicha, comes your way very often. Any chesed you do, yeah? Right, so I want to discuss one of the mitzvahs I say, which is applicable, the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, yeah? I must admit, I chose this mitzvah, I think it was based on a misunderstanding in my mind. Because it said Tuesday, I thought Tuesday, till Tuesday, it's got a connection to the previous week. So I can speak about the previous week's Sedra, and I thought Bichsel Mosn, I was thinking of Parshas Akev. How does our mental block? Oh, Tuesday, last 3 days, so it's last week's Sedra, Parshas Akev. And then I realized that Bichsel Mosn, now it's Parshas Re'ei. But I'm not going to change my mind because of that. Because it's an Inyan which is always a. And don't talk chizuk bichsel mosn. So the pasuk says, "V'chalta v'savarta v'rachtam lekecha." And also there is nosnach. Yeah. So firstly, "V'chalta v'savarta" means you will eat, you will be satisfied, and you will praise Hashem. So Ramban points out it's really a tzivu. Yeah. Uveirachta is really utavoreich. Interesting. Yeah. You think my Ramban? It's like you have v'asisa ma'akel agecha. Sometimes you have it, you will do it, I mean you must do it, right? So that's the mitzvah of Bichsel Mosn. You have to, when you've had your meal, you have to acknowledge that the food comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. So since this pasuk is written next to the Shivas Aminim, Lechem, that's why we paskin that only a brocha achrona on Lechem is midaraisa. Bread, because bread is the main staple food. Yeah. Interesting, that pasuk is right next to the pasuk of Shivas Aminim. So there is an opinion which says that a brocha achrona on all the Shiva Saminim is min haTorah. Mashenkin Borah Foshos is definitely only Drabonim. What's the difference from the mitzvah the Rais Drabonim? Obvious difference is you're not sure if you benched. You're not sure you said Borah Foshos. You don't say it again. You're not allowed to say it again. You're not sure you benched. You have to bench again because Sofik Doraisa. A doubt concerning a mitzvah of the Torah, you have to be stringent, yeah? And you've got a sophic and men sholosh, then you're in a quandary now. According to the shitter that's owned Rabboni, you can't say it again. If it's right, you can say it again, so you have to eat some more, get out of the problem. Anyway, so Kopon, that's the mitzvah of Bichsel Mosn. So the pasuk uses the word v'savata. So many poskim say it's only a chiyuv d'oraisa if you are severe. You feel satisfied. Interesting, yeah? The Mishnah says, what's the shiur Bichsel Mosn? Kazayas. So it gives the impression that is the mitzvah. So you have to bear in mind, the Shulchan Aruch says it. Shiur Bichsel Mosn of Aruch Olav, how much you have to eat to bench, is a kazayas. This is Bichsel Mosn, no? Mitzvah Dreis is Bichsel Mosn. Not sure, bench again. So the Mishnah Berurah has to point out, this is owned Rabbanon. Interesting, Mechavad doesn't say it. Mechavad says, Shiachil Bichsel Mosn, Kazayas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've had a Kazayas, but don't jump to conclusions. If you've had a Kazayas, you have to bench, but the Mitzvah Rabbanon, it's not a Mitzvah Dreis, so Mela, with the Sofer, you won't bench again. And then Mechavad as well, listen to this. Ochol vein yedei and bich, I'm not sure if he benched, im lav. Tzoch levorach misofik. Now you should mean a Torah. Again, Mechaba just says, midraisa. So Mechaba gives the impression, I'm not sure if a bench again. Says Mishur, no, only if I can see it, because I is not. Yeah? But in other places, the Mechaba does say it, which is who should bench, supposedly. There are references, the Shulchanov does refer to this Inyan about that Kazayas is the Rabbonon, and Sevilla is the Raisa, but in this halach, he doesn't mention it. Interesting, so Mishur says, it's only the Raisa, because it's Sevilla. So I might think that Kadesh Sevilla is like a certain amount. It says the Mishaburi, it brings from the Chinuch, that Sevilla means, Eino Shove B'chol Adam. It's not equal. Kol Echad Yudea Sviosoi. V'im Darkoi Tomid Lechoil Kadesh Michiosoi Levad. If a person eats just enough to stay, was like a Heilige Eden, people who are very engrossed in Avodas Hashem, in Torah mitzvahs, very great spiritual people, sometimes end up eating not very much, yeah? So Rabbi Leib Steinman, later Zay Mamush, someone said there was a story, but I think it was a Chassid Yishid went to a hesped for Rabbi Leib Steinman. So he said, what's your shaykhs here? So he said, I'll say it in Yiddish first, but he said, was there Yid learned Natug, Ichnanish in Zweichadushim? And was Esther in Zweichadushim? Ich Esther in Eintug. Kids are talking about Heilige Yidin. So if you eat very little, if you work on yourself, even that's called Kidei Sevilla. Kidei Sevilla, full up. Tzadik Oichel Lesoiva Nafshay. Yeah, maybe that's the Shia Sevilla. And then there's the Chiyuv D'oraisa to bench, Kadesh Sevilla. Now, another very relevant, remember, is a mitzvah, the Reis Rabbanon. If you have Al-Kidei Sphere, mitzvahs, Tuchas Kavona. You have to know, be a conscious, and we can have a mitzvah now. So very often, of course, we know from the Bialacha, there's a mitzvah Kavona, means if you do it for another reason, not Yotza. But if it's self-understood why you're doing the mitzvah, then you don't repeat a mitzvah because of lack of Kavona. Bialacha is, if someone does a mitzvah without Kavona, he performs a mitzvah without having concentrated, think, I'm now intending to fulfill my obligation of doing this mitzvah. If he doesn't have a kavana, his mitzvah is invalid. The question is, does that mean we have to repeat many mitzvahs? We didn't always think beforehand, I'm doing this to fulfill my obligation. The answer is, in the majority of cases, it's self-understood, that's why you're doing it, yeah? Why are you... A person is not binding a leather box on his arm for no reason. He's doing it because there's parashat tefillin, he's mekayem the mitzvah, yeah. Oh, but imkos there, before you do a mitzvah, he's supposed to be saying, think I'm doing mekayem mitzvah now, lechatchila. But the eved was so self-understood. So I want to point out, interesting, that the minig oil and many mitzvahs, people say, hini mochum zumen, shem yichud, very praiseworthy. But interesting, very often, the mitzvah's got a brocha anyway. If he didn't say Henili Muchamazum before Sviris Oima, it's a very, very good thing to do, get ready. But Amaisa, you've always got a verbal declaration because Ashekh the Shah Mitzvah Savanu al Sviris Oima. Similarly, Tfilin, when the mitzvah's got a brocha, the brocha itself, that itself is kavana if you hear yourself saying the brocha. If you know what the brocha means. I'm assuming you're not mamash talking in your sleep. We say Hashem, so we thank Hashem who has sanctified us with His commandments and commanded me to do whatever. Yeah, so we take shofar. You don't mean the bracha. The chazan makes the bracha. But the pasukim say anybody who is standing in shul on Rosh Hashanah is absolutely vadai. He wants to make the mitzvah to give shofar. So in the gear by the mishti, you're walking past the shul, maybe. You miss davening, you're on the road, you hear a faint sound of a shofar, you may not register, oh, I'm mekayem mitzvah. I want you in the matzah of itself and the slum mekayem mitzvah, yeah? So I want to perhaps promote the inyan of saying, henini muchamadun before we bench. Because benching hasn't got a brocha. There's no brocha. Those mitzvahs that have not got a brocha, it's maybe more important to think or to say, henini muchamadun, because you haven't got the brocha. So a typical example of two mitzvahs, Melatoyla, which have not got a brocha, which are not preceded by the statement, Asher Kitzom Esvon Sivon, is Bechas HaMozoi. There's no brocha, Asher Kitzom Esvon Levorach Bechas HaMozoi, and Bechas HaToyra. Bechas HaToyra is also Melatoyla, there's no brocha, Asher Kitzom Esvon Levorach Bechas. When there's no brocha on the mitzvah, so you have not got that verbal declaration, I'm now being Mekayim, a commandment of the Ribbon Shloilam. So it's very kedai. I'm not saying if you didn't, you won't be yotza. It's very kedai to think, or to say how to think, I'm now doing a mitzvah. You're supposed to ask, why is there no broch on Bechas HaMozoi and Bechas HaToyra? Why is nobody asking? The answer is, you don't make a broch on a brocha. When the mitzvah's a brocha, they don't, alright, I ain't going to say, make a brocha, I'm making a brocha. Every time you make a brocha on a food, you're mekayim a mitzvah rabbon and making a brocha. So make a brocha, Hashem is one. To make a brocha on a mitzvah, making a brocha. So make a brocha on that brocha. Ain't a double safe.
What's
the rabbi's name about a bench? But yeah, it's all yeah, also yeah, but you may have also yeah, but you may have a chayra, if you know what I mean, yeah.
Is that a brocha on benching?
It's not a brocha on benching, but the zikha serves a declaration, I'm going to bench now, presumably you mean Hashem mitzvah, yeah? Chal brocha, no, it's not a brocha, it's not a shikha. Obviously, yeah. And with kitzah, Mitzvah the Raisa, and you should be aware of it. I'm saying, okay, if someone didn't, is Yotza, not benching any other. You, again, you have really got the svar of the Chayodom, it's self understood. Why am I benching to Mekayim the Mitzvah? So I'm not suggesting if you didn't say or think, Hinnani Mukhlam Zuma, you should bench again. Or Bazikhra Chatchila, Mishwaz, every Mitzvah the Raisa, you're supposed to be aware. And then we're going to Manshu Shiva, Zechsal Rocha, to post a letter. Nuzog. He's the Bochim sent letters to the parents. There was a time when Bochim wrote home to their parents. Yeah. There was a time in the previous in a bygone era. And let's in the pen. And the Rashiva liked to post the letters. And when he finished, I said, "Is a chesed? It's a chesed for the bocher, or not a chesed for the Elton to get all ganzi with the whole ASIC out of it?" He said, "You want to get? Yeah, then I wanted to save the bother to post the letters. Someone else in the car wanted to post the letters. No, I'd rather give you £1 million. Nemsu my mitzvah." And he walked the letterbox the whole ganzi zach, and he put the ganzi cap on. I could be brother chaver, it's not so machlek one anyway. Yeah, and he said, "Very busy hitting mukham zumim." He told me to say, "Nuzogibs." Come on, okay, this is a chicken madragon. The shadow whether in yonim from chesed, where you have to go on. I called upon him. Grace the Eden, everything they do, it's actually a good skull not to do an Aveira. Everything you do, you think, Hini Mukham Zuman, even when you're eating, am I going to eat? To keep healthy, whatever you're going to do, if you're ruggle to say, Hini Mukham Zuman, you think, what am I doing now? Am I doing a mitzvah as a vada? If I'm doing what you call a Tavar Rashus, something which is not a mitzvah, going for a walk or engaging some sort of recreation, whatever you're doing. You could also think, I'm now Hini Mukham Zuman to do this for some reason. So if a person is accustomed to say Hini Mukham Zuman, or think, I'm now going to do whatever I'm going to do, it's a bit of a skula not to do an Aveira. It doesn't work. You won't talk Lashon Hara so quickly. Oh, does Hashem, yeah? Right, okay, right. So that's the mitzvah of the Raisa, of Birch and Mosem, and it's also, Mishra brings from the Chinuch, Panossa. A skula for Panossa. We're very busy with skulas now. Now it's very much into skulas nowadays, yeah? Tzadikim give skula. This is from the Sefer, from a Rishon. A skula from the Sefer Chinuch. Zvertepas, right? Zvertepas? So as good a skula as giving Chai Rotel Mashkim Aram? Probably, yeah. Might even be better, yeah? So skula for the boy Mishibura. Azor, yeah, but hasn't got a big thing. Join the thousands of this school. Hasn't got all this. Hasn't got all the publicity and the posters and all the whole hype about it. But it's in the Mishnah Berurah. Zohar bebech samozain. Mazanoisav zohar means careful. Berurah means to say it properly and to think what you're saying. And right now then, I'm going to pose a very fascinating question. We say that bech samozain deraisa kedei sviya. You full up. Listen carefully. You have a meal, you're full up. Listen carefully to this question. You have a meal, you're full up. From what are you full up? What made you full up? What gave you that feeling? I feel satiated. Was it the lechem? It wasn't. It was the bread and the fish and the potatoes and whatever else you had. The question is, what's the key of the bread? So the other foods are not chayav bichsamozen. So why have you got chayav bichsamozen the raisa? You haven't had kedei sevir of the lechem. So kasha. So is a pesach slach who suggests in the chayav you have to have the raisa kedei sevir of the bread or the pashas nishtazoy? Yeah? Reb Moshe Feinstein Tshuva says avada nishtazoy. The emloi kain. Almost nobody will be chayav in bichsamozen the raisa. Because the vast majority of people, much faster, right? Less than a grocer Oni who has plain bread. A grocer, everyone has been other foods. So you have to say, although we say the chiv is to have lechem, and it says the savata, but the bread, the achila has to be lechem, meaning a minimum kazayas. And very important note, if you have a whole big meal, and you don't have a kazayas of bread, you can't bend, it's a bachel of a tola. That says, always kedai, eitz a tova kamashmalam. Straight after Moitzi, to have a kazayas of bread without any interruption. It's not a chiyuv, but it's highly advisable. A kazayas is not that much. It's not half a loaf. It's not a quarter of a loaf. It's about a half a big slice of bread. It's probably more than that. Anyway, it's not very much. But some people maybe just have a nibble of bread after Moitzi, and then forget to have bread. Now comes the important point. Even if you do have a kazayas during the meal, if it's not kedei achilas pras, it's no good. Everyone knows by matzah there's a certain time limit. Maybe because matzah is harder to eat. But it applies to every meal. Every time you have a meal based on bread, you're only allowed to bench if you have a kazayas, achilas, but not misavit. Not very difficult. But someone doesn't know the halacha, you might have a nibble of bread and another nibble 10 minutes later. And during the course of the meal, he's got through two slices of bread at the rate of an eighth of a slice every 5 minutes. Mela, he's not allowed to bench. And on this subject, another important point could well be the other food in the meal requires a brocha. The whole reason why don't you make a brocha on other food during the meal, it's all subsidiary to the bread. The hamotzi covers all the food, even though the majority of what you eat is not blechem. Chazal call it the bread, the chosh. Chazal is a bread, it's a bread-based meal. Always bread the ikka. Hamotzi covers all the other foods in the meal, but on condition, it's a bread-based. Chazal is, without chazal, it's a big shayla, yeah? Also true, much fashion, but not supposed to. Chayim's path could be a big sad to say, you can't make it, you have to make a brocha, if it's a big shayla. Quite a big sad to say it's called without no brocha because it's not called the Sunnis Lechem.
If he eats a slice of bread at the end of the meal,
that part? Yeah, could be. It doesn't say interesting. It doesn't say anywhere it's a chiyuv. Could be worse than a fray. That's a shayla. One of the reasons given to the gazayas first is to make sure you have a gazayas to pass the other food. But it doesn't say chiyuv. Mishmur says somewhere it's toiv. It's shaloi b'shas atchak. It's a good thing to do. It's advisable to eat a piece of bread straight after Moses. But it doesn't say if he didn't, then you're not yours. It could be the worst of Afraid. I think it was fine to choose Sesame. As long as during the course of me, you had nothing, you had nothing at the beginning. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure it's Muslim. It doesn't say anywhere it's a Chiyav Gom. I'm not clear about this. I'm sure it doesn't say it's a Chiyav Gom. If the whole me has to be because that, yeah. I think it could be the Nidin about it. I think it's sad to say it's all right. Right, so the question is other food. So he says, Poshut, and Zerish Oichem Bialocha, other food is Zichem Mitztarev if it's the Lafid. That's the Bialocha also says Derech Achila. Other food is Mitztarev. Why? Because it's the Derech Mela. Although there's a Tzlach, maybe, other Poskim who suggest you have to have Kadei Sevir of the Lechem. Of the Locha seems to be you have a Kazais of Lechem, and that's a Chiv Rabbana. And if you have other food to make up the Sevir. So although the Bichs Amozen comes to the bread, or when we say you have to be satisfied, the satisfaction can come from the other foods together. You might start with the other foods and you have to get a sphere. Bilocha, now Bilocha says maybe that's he brings a Pim, then he brings a Pim Godim says you have to have Kadei sphere of the Lechem. Mistaba takes me past the vat, then it's Chiv Torah. Says the Bilocha, Posha, he doesn't mean when you have it, the Lafis is a pass. Says the Bilocha, the Pim Godim's lesson is, it's Mistaba, you have to have Kadei sphere mi pass. If you want to have a chiyuv b'chas hamozen d'oraisa, it's only if you're full up from the lechem. So dovah pella, it sounds like you'll never have a chiyuv b'chas hamozen d'oraisa. Because in almost every case, the feeling of satisfaction you get from the meal comes from a combination of the bread and the other food. Says the Bialoch, it's poshut, the prima godin doesn't mean when it's the lafis sapas, what's the lafis together? What's called the lafa is mamashka, I don't know. Because ashayna is separate. It maybe means if it's separate, it might be different. Other food separately might be ashayna. What's called separate, I don't know. Separately. Oh. So it means a raya, it's all right. It brings in time. It brings Radvaz. Radvaz says like this. We say you have to have a sphere. So what is sphere? It depends. Says Radvaz, you can't say, well, you might think, well, average person, how much to fill him up? So Radvaz, no. A zokain or a choyla got a different shear. Like the Mishnah, that would be a lochus, yeah? It's no fixed amount. And they said also, if you've eaten other food first, achon mikoidem, interesting. Someone had a meal earlier, now he's less hungry. So even though normally, when he sits down to a meal, he has to have four slices of bread and lots of other food to make himself full, but he's eaten before. So since he's eaten before, he's anyway not so hungry now. So then, even a small amount can be called kidei sevir. Somebody has eaten before, so now when he's starting the meal, he's anyway not so hungry. So for this person, they will be less. Man of Kimina, Sofit Bechsamoz of the Machmi. Oh. Says the Bialoch, interesting. The Chayyim bring a raya to the Shal of Pimagodim. Yeah. What the Pimagodim wanted to say, you've got to have severe from the Lechem. Since the bread is the food that makes the Chayyim Bechsamozim. No dispute about that. Because the bread is the only food which is chayav b'chas hamozen. Other foods don't make the chayav. Says the Prima Godim, if the bread is the food which is making your chayav b'chas hamozen, and chayav b'chas hamozen midaraisa is kadei sevir, to fill you up. By the way, our poskim say kazayas also enough. Anyway, there are poskim will chayil it, but the mishmur is going with the shitta sevir. So if it's sevir, so you have to have enough bread to fill you up. Says the Be'alocha, can't be. That Prima Godim cannot be taken kipshutai, you have to have bread to fill you up. Because that's that everyone knows derech achila is bread and other things which are lelafis sapas. So when the Prima Godim says you have to have enough bread to fill you up, says the Chofetz Chaim, he did not mean if you have a couple of sandwiches, you're not, of course you have to bench, because the bread and other food is derech achila. What did the Prima Godim mean? The bread and other food separately. Ah, if the other food separate, then maybe Zachir Bitsa Mosin Deraisa. Says the Bialach, I've got a Raya from Mishra Advaz. What did the Radvaz say? The Radvaz said, if you've eaten before, and you're nearly full up, a small amount can fill you up. Okay, now there's a Chiddush. You might have this person, normally, he needs four slices of bread with a tuna and salad to fill him up. And now he's filled up from two slices of bread. Says the Radvaz, even though this is not the normal amount that makes him full up, because he's eaten before, so it's a tzim. Now, in this situation, he's full up. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what did he eat before? If he ate bread before, obviously, it's just a combination of bread. That's not a chiddush, yeah? Radvaz says a chiddush. Mi sha'ocha mikodim. He ate previously, and then he had a small amount of bread. The chiddush is, the small amount of bread now can create a chiyah b'chasam ozim d'raisa. Why? It's not really kidei severe. It's not enough to fill him up normally. Oh, but he's eaten before, so he joined together. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what's he eaten before? Has he eaten bread before? Well, obviously, there's no chiddush. It's all lechem. What's the chiddush? He's eaten other food before. Is a raya for the Prima Godim Shaila. Other food separately can also be mitzvah the sviya. Even fish and potatoes earlier can join up with your bread now. The Chofetz Chaim, if you eat the bread with other foods, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's poshut, the Prima Godim is also moida, you'll definitely have a chiv b'chsa mozim in atoyla, because that is derech achila. Yeah, as the Moshe Feinstein said, which person has plain bread? And then everybody has bread with other food. Says the Bialocha, that's when it's the lafes. But maybe other food separately, fish and potatoes, nearly full up, then an hour's space, and then a slice of bread. And then he reaches I don't say saturation point, not good words. he feels satisfied now, yeah? It's never good to eat mamishly full. This shit. And the kitchen also with you a whistle. It's a Gemara. Shlish should be raked on just to let the stomach expand a bit, yeah? Let the gastric juices have somewhere to go. It's not good to fill yourself with brim. And Svir doesn't mean that. Yeah, Svir means Svir. Like you had a good meal, Raoul. Says the Prima Godim. See, see, Klaw, the other food is helping towards the Chir, right? Yeah. So the Chir should be that one slice of bread. He's not sure if he benched. Say, so, well, a Kazai's learned Rabbanon. No, but for this Yid, it's the Raisa. Because he reached his Svir from his bread and he ate before the food. And so because Araya, the other foods can be mitzaref to the sphere. Then he says, no, maybe it's no raya. You know how can we do it with the raya? The radvaz means he didn't eat other foods. Maybe other foods don't join him. If you eat them separately. The person has to be, the rice has to be bread or other food eaten together with the bread. That is derech achila. Ma she'en came. Other foods eaten separately, and then you have lechem, is not a chiv b'chasam ozim d'raisa. Either advice is eaten before, he means he's eaten bread before. What's the chiddush? So, eaten bread before, and he benched already. And the chiddush is, now he's going to have a chiv d'raisa, because he had a bench, he was in Rabbanon, because he wasn't a chiv d'raisa, that's a dichi. They're right. But he's also lechem. Maybe he has some lechem. So he had lechem. And then now he's reached full. And when he bent before, that was the Rabbanon. He wasn't full. So now he's come to a matzah where he feels satisfied. Right. And a couple of minutes to be shy. Now another interesting, the same inyum, as we're saying now, it could be achila is the lechem, and the sevia comes from other food. Similarly, same sort of shayla, you have to have achila's pras. Do you have to have the whole, all the bread achila's pras? Probably not. The ik is a kazayas, and the rest of the chir can be spaced out. So, as we know, it's very important the chir's pras. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mishabura, he brings also the Prima Godim, somebody eats very, very slowly, he nibbles food, and the amount of food he's eaten, he's not had a single kazayas achilas pras. So we would say, can't make a brachah achreina. You've not had a kazayas pras yet. He's had a bit more. So he brings the Prima Godim, interesting. He brings the Prima Godim. He brings the Prima Godim, who says, Chiz Pasti, I've got Chol's exact. Ava Paskne Sviya, Imat Mat. Why? Because it's called the Savata. The Prima Godim Chiddish. If you reach Sviya, you don't have to have a Chira. Sviya is a Matzev. So in the Shati Asa, he's on Mukha, because you have to have a Chira as well. So he sees in the Prima Godim, you have a Chira, and Sviya is a Matzev where you feel full up. And if you feel full up, could be called the Prima Godim, even very, very slowly. Or but it could be not, could be after at least one Kazai as a Chira's Pras, to have a Chira. And the rest of the meal can be spaced out, as long as you reach, Kadei Sviya. Now then. Less than that is Rabbana. So the halacha lemaisa according to Mishabura, if you had a full meal and you full up bench again, a kazayis, you shouldn't bench again, you've got a sofik, Rabbana. But there's a shit of Ramban, others, they say no, a kazayis is the raisa. Kazayis is the raisa. And one of his raises is because there's a Mishnah which says, how much you need to eat to bench? Rabbuda me kazayis and me mekebeya. So the Mishnah says a kazayis have to bench. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Tosafot says this Mishnah only means Rabbanon. Says Rambam, Pesach Mistaba. Mishnah says the Chiv to bench the Kazayis, Vayis the Kazayis is the Raisa. Yeah. And in another Rai, it says somebody who's eaten the Kazayis. If two people are eating, one of them's had a full meal, and one of them's had a Kazayis. So the one who's had a Kazayis can be might see the one who's had a full meal. Halach Ikedin could be better not Ikedin Halach. Yeah. Reuven Shimon. Shimon can't bench, he's too shvar. He says, can you bench me please? I can't bench. Shemei koina. Like they used to do in the old times with Zimmer. Shemei koina. So you bench, I'll listen to you. But the person who's listening, he's had a full meal for Savata. And the one who's saying the benching, has had one slice of bread. He's had a kazayis. And shteik on the Gemara, to be might see somebody else, you have had at least one kazayis. So you say, oh, but a kazayis is enough. So you've got a yid who's had one slice of bread, and he's reciting the whole Birch Samozim, and the other Yid, who's had a full meal, he's listening. Shemei Koina. He's being mighty to him. The question is, you've got a klal. If you're not mukhiv in a mitzvah, you can't mukhiv somebody else. Says Ramban, is a rai from here, the one who had a klal is also mukhiv to Raisa. Somebody who's got a rabbinical obligation cannot do a mitzvah for somebody who's got a deraisa. Like a child can't do a mitzvah for me. So if so the person who's eating the kazayis of bread, he's saying the benching, and the one who's had the meal, the kazay sviya, with his bread and his fish and potatoes, that's said that people all together, he's listening. So he's yotzer. But how can he bench for me? He's doing the kazayis, not mukhiyav. Says that I'm bad. I arrive from here, kazayis is deraisa. Now there's an easy way to disprove this raya. Push the chilik. Not mechuyev deraisa means he's not mechuyev. This yid is mechuyev. He just didn't eat enough. It's a posh techilik. When you say somebody is not mechuyev, means somebody who's not got a chiyev. A child who's not got a chiyev deraisa never will have. A child can't bench for me because I am an adult. Hope so. At least I'm an adult, and I can't hear from a child who's not born them. Ma shein came two yidin, both adults. One's had a meal, full meal. And one's had a kazayis. The one who's had a kazayis is also, he is mechuyev in Birch Samozim deraisa. In this particular case, he's not had enough to be mechuyev deraisa. But he is mechuyev deraisa. Posh lechinik, no? Very son of mechuyev, posh lechinik. Mishayin and mechuyev. Somebody who's not mechuyev in a mitzvah, somebody who's not obligated in a mitzvah, can't do the mitzvah somebody else. Yeah? A Yisroel can't make the broch on duchening for a koyim. It's not your mitzvah. It's not your mitzvah. Yeah. Ma'ash enk and two yidin. They're both mechuyev to bench. Both eaten. One of them happens about today's sevia. He's the raisa, and the other one is the rabbana. But he is mechuyev, and he could have made him. He could have had more. The yid who had a kazayis on this occasion, he's not full up. He's not as a tzaddik. He's full from a kazayis. He needs to have more. On this occasion, he could easily have had more. So he was mechuyev, and he could have brought himself to chiyev deraisa. So on this occasion, he stopped after that. He is mechuyev. So what's the right? Could be a kazayis is drabon. He's still moitzer. Good. Everyone understands the svara?
No.
Because
he's just not
mechuyev.
End of story.
But he's a bar chiyuva. Yeah. Why this svara is stating showing him? Yeah. And the Ramban says about this svara, it's narishkeit.
Oh.
Don't say, I don't know why. Ramban says, yeah, you're making chilek the what? Somebody who's not mukhiv at all, he's taka not mukhiv. But somebody like Isaiah is obligated in this mitzvah, but in this particular circumstances, he's not. So I understand this chilek very well, and the halacha we accept this chilek, we paskim a drabon, a kazai's own drabonon. And we still allow someone like Kazai to moitzi bichsamodim. Why? Must be because this svara that he is mechuyev. He's obligated in the mitzvah bichsamodim. But on this particular occasion, well, that's enough. Says the Ramban what you said. Right. What's the chiddush? The bond, rabbanim. And he says this svara I just said now. We should be able to be with me. Yeah. The chiddush I said now will be able to justify those shitters who say, which is Rav Poskim, that the Kazai is owned the rabbanim, and Kadei Svi is the Raisa. How do you explain the halacha that somebody who had a kazayas can bench for somebody else had a full meal? That's the kasha. Yeah. How do you explain? So the answer is, this answer accepts the halacha. The chilek is, soft, he could be dry, he's not eating it. Says Ramban, since Ramban holds nishtazai, he calls it divri havoi, calls it narishkat, that's narishkat. And the other thing Ramban says is, you are mishnah kazayas. Now, therefore, he says not mistavit tabon. Now, there was also a Gemara which appeared to support the shitta of Knesset. The Gemara says it's a bisagad to Gemara. Shalu melachim ashores es hakadosh baruch hu. The malachim ask Hashem a shaila. Lomo atanois uponim li Yisrael. Why do you favor Klal Yisrael? Favoritism. Personal, no favorite. Why are you so nice to Klal Yisrael? Can they get special? Compared to the Goyim, in the Bezdin Shalmala, Klal Yisrael get preferential treatment. Shteiti Gemara, it's obviously Sagadata. For the Gemara, the Malachim say, what's not fair? Why did Klal Yisrael get favoritism? Says the Rebbein Shalom, I wrote in the Torah, V'chalta v'savalta v'rachta. You only have to bench when you full up. V'heim medachtikim, at Kazaj, and they bench on the Kazaj, as Elchegra, they deserve a schus for Klal Yisrael, punkt na mitzvah. Clearly, they show that the Rebbein Shem shows us love because we show Hashem is boy. Want to thank Hashem, yeah? Have a slice of bread, you're not full up. You could walk off and not thank the Rebbein Shem, no? Klal Yisrael want to show their appreciation to the Rebbein Shem, even like Kazayis. So it seems to be a Klal Gemara that Kazayis is Rabbanim. The whole, if you say Kazayis to Rabbanim, you've lost the whole point. The whole idea is, the Bereshit says, why the Klal Yisrael get special treatment? Because they go also beyond the, they do something beyond the letter of the law. Klal Yisrael show special love towards Hashem. So the Bereshit Kaviyachal reciprocates and showers us with special love. How do we show our love for the Bereshit Shalom? The Ikadin, you only have to bench if you full up. And you bench like Kazayis. Is the Chalor Gemara a Kazayis to Abonim? Says Ramban, it's Divri Agoda. Ain't the maiden Divri Agoda. Ramban? I mean, he said that. It's just Halach. Certainly, I think it's one man in the Dhamma. Dorish Rabbi Alvira. Says Ramban, that's the individual opinion. That's not Halach. No Raya. Why Ramban says this? Because Ramban is so concerned that our Mishnah at Kama Mazamnim at Kazayis. The Ramban, and the other is showing him, those who hold the Kazayis as their Isa, it bothers them very much to say a stam Mishnah you have to bench means Rabbonim. The Mishnah says a Kazayis he bench. A person needs the Kazayis, he can bench for other people. Ramban is sure that's the Mishnah, listen, Rabbonim. LMI, the steam of Mishnah is a Kazayis is the Raisa, so that Gemara about the Malachim, that's just as a Divri Agoda, it's an individual opinion, it's not accepted Halacha. That Gemara which says the Klal Yisrael, that's Ramban, and we hold Nishtazai, the Rav Poskim, that Gemara about the Malachim, I've had this Agadata, but on this occasion, it's got halachic significance, and the other Poskim say no, and the Gemara, and the Mishnah of Kazayis is Takat Abonon, and the main thing is the Poskim for Savata, ask a Kasha, the Poskim says for Savata. So I'll just tell you, the Poskim's no Rai really, against Ramban, because the Poskim can be a Loshen. You feel full up, just like it could be a Loshen. When you feel satisfied, thank you, that Much has to be Kdei Svir. So the Poskim got no right, really. But where Poskim you full up, you're satisfied, thank Hashem. It's not Muchach from the Poskim, you have to be literally satisfied. You could be a Chidei Loshen, when you're satisfied, yeah? His zicha goes better when he's satisfied, yeah? You thank Hashem better when he's satisfied. I'll call up a Nishkin Raya. I'll call up a Nishkin Raya. I'll call up a Ramban, and the image brought, the Ikka Halacha is, Kedei Sevir is the Raisa, and less than that is the Rabbanon. So if somebody's had a small amount of bread, and he's not full up at all, then his Bechsa Mosh is the Rabbanon. So you shouldn't say, Hini Mukhuzum Akambis, why? You're not supposed to say, the Rabbanon is the Raisa.
Why not?
Pardon?
Why not?
No.
We have the bread,
we
make the mochi.
No, mochi, mochi, mochi. Brach Rishayna, even the smallest amount, you mustn't eat without a Brach Rishayna, because you've got to make a declaration that I thank the Bosh Hashem for that's a Brach Rishayna. That's called Me'ila. Hashem also, the world belongs to Hashem until you make a declaration, a Brach. That's Brach Rishayna. A Brach Achrayna, you have to make his eyes. And even we have a kizayis under Rabbanam. Meila, a sofit bichs a mozen. But imagine, we should with a chayodom, if somebody's had a kizayis of bread, and he's not sure that he benched, so meikadin, according to Rav Poskim, he does not bench again. Why? Because we pass under a kizayis Rabbanam. But imagine, he says, Yirei Shemayim, should wash again, have some more and bench again. Because of this other shit. Yes, I mean, it's in Jemal, meikadin, it's not Rabbanam, shit. So all be zeicher to bench with kavana, and it's a greater skula for Yerushalayim and everything. Every inyan of a brach and tefillah, chodesh elom zuchtach skulas mit diktukim it bechamazon is a greater zach and zeicher skula for panusa. I didn't half him mit panusa.